Oh, so this is a catamaran like boat with two hulls, and this is a single hull like boat.
So how do you get on the water?
They slide out, but with the whole length of the they go out, they slide out, and they lower down.
They can slide out and lower down, but stay level?
Yeah, they have two lines.
Okay.
One half.
So something must hang out over the water to lower them. Okay.
Oh yeah, evacuation chute.
Oh.
What is Bubba saying?
Pipes.
Yes?
I like saying pipes and plumbing and wiring. It's a bit more shipping.
Shipping?
Yeah, shipping. I believe that's the term. Right. Full moon. This is the type of thing they take pictures of. The waves sound different on this side. I think we're just farther forward and we're not catching the waves as they're farther back. They're still forming here. They're still being pushed out. Wow, it's ever calm out.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Can you see anything ahead? Land or anything?
Nothing. I don't have my glasses on. I don't want to miss it.
No. But if it's the full moon, it must be pretty light. Like, light enough.
It is. Hey, Michelle, can you see land?
You want to be at the rail?
No, I'm fine.
Huh? Move in. You listen to that amount of water that's being thrown around.
I know.
It's nothing to the whole amount that's under us.
Yeah.
And all around us. It's huge.
Sure.
Okay.
One of the what?
The single hull light bulb.
Oh, okay.
And comes up to here.
The catamaran
starts here.
About the one or the other?
The people with balconies get the double hulled boat.
Exactly.
We get the single hull inflatable.
We get the canoes.
Yeah. Couple of water wings. See ya.
Actually, Maria gets the water wings. We get the. We're one class up. So we
get a flutter board or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And a snorkel.
Oh, you please.
They load them first.
I think they spring them off to the side and load people in. I'm not sure.
they good?
It's like we're looking off the stern.
Oh.
So that's the engine you're hearing.
Oh, wow.
There are two props. Four. Two. Two props cross-separated. The big rush of noise in the middle is the wash chasing the boat.
Oh.
So the water under the boat is below the sea level, and as it shoots back up behind the boat, it tries to curl in with a lot of foam, and it looks like it's trying to constantly catch the boat.
Oh.
I think there are four props.
It must be huge.
Yeah. You can see sort of the wash from the two slightly inboard, the aft props too. It's hard to tell, but I think there are two more slightly outboard. I think it is they throw something into that wash there. It's only a couple of stories down. Well, four stories it is.
It's four stories now. Oh, we're on, because we're on deck seven. Right, okay.
I think it's in the washes.
Go for it.
Well, the water line's at deck four, right?
The wash is falling behind that scene. Now it's catching up. So there are two sort of jets being pushed back from the... I guess there are two props pretty far out. Yeah, now the wash is reorganizing and it's chasing the boat again.
What's all that noise behind us?
I think you're hearing the echo.
Oh, really?
You're not in there, you're just hearing the echo.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing here, it's just steel. Steel above, steel behind.
Oh, wow.
That sounds pretty amazing.
Is it kind of hypnotic to look at?
Yeah, yes and no. The water being moved. What does it sound like?
A waterfall.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So people are going off. Okay, here are a couple of the bollards. So there's two of them. And they use these for braking. So if you come over here for a sec, walk over here. Here's a cover now. This cover comes off, and you can feel this is actually, if you feel on the outside, feel out there, it's a big hole.
Okay.
So the mooring lines go through here, and this cover they
take off. Oh, okay.
And
oh,
then they take it over here to
the... Oh, yeah, and wrap it...
And they wrap in a figure eight. They do a couple of figure eights. And somebody stands here putting tension on it.
Oh.
To break the ship at the dock when they come to a stop.
Wow.
So the idea is to put enough tension on it to slow the ship down. And you're actually heating up those two posts by the friction. And bring the ship to a stop. And they have several of these. And they have a few seamen here who are feeding it out and letting it slip.
So they wouldn't let you anywhere near this?
No,
during too bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have seen it on other ships, like when we're working on them, and they're pretty impressive to watch because it is a bit of a skill in giving enough tension to slow the ship down.
No doubt.
And I mean, it's just less than walking speed at that point.